I want to do a very short series, about six, gospel snippets on what I'm going to call the carnal mind. Now let me explain. Let me say what I'm doing and why. I know this will not be a popular series of gospel snippets. In fact, I think it may well, for some people, be offensive, and they may resent it. But I'm trying to speak the truth in love. We are all of us by nature sinners. We fell in Adam, and we are sinners in ourselves as well. We're sinful from Adam, and we're sinful by our own actual sins. Now the root problem is the natural man, his mind, his heart. He is dead in sins, and he needs to be regenerated. Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he will never see the kingdom, let alone enter it. John chapter 3. And the gospel promises, Ezekiel chapter 36, John chapter 3, and other places, the gospel, God in the gospel, promises to give sinners a new heart, to regenerate them. And the new heart shows itself in repentance, the sense of sin, repentance of sin, turning to Christ, trusting Christ, believing and relying upon Christ, his death, his resurrection, his blood, his righteousness. Christ and Christ alone becomes that sinner's salvation. But the problem, the plight of natural man, is that he has a carnal mind. And in this short series, I want to take five passages of scripture to show what the Bible means by this carnal mind. Some years ago, Martin Lloyd-Jones engaged in a book battle, you might say, a conflict between two men, Sargent and Lloyd-Jones, on the topic of the battle for the mind. And the mind of the natural man is wrong. He is blinded, is astray. His thinking is all wrong. Now, I know that will be resented by you. I understand that. The natural man doesn't like it. We're all natural men by nature. We need to be born again. And until we're born again, we'll see only resentment in this talk of the carnal mind. But our thinking is wrong. You'll hear unbelievers talking like this. It seems to me. The way I think about it is this. I like to think, you know. Yeah. But that thinking, that mind, is wrong. The opinion makers, the devil behind those opinion makers, is holding the unbeliever in this carnal thinking. Now, I'm going to take these texts, as I say, and in the next few snippets, try and set out what this really means. I do this for the sake of you if you're an unbeliever. You need to know what your problem is. If you go to your GP, your doctor, the consultant, he has to tell you what the problem is, not the symptoms. He has to tell you the problem, the root cause, and he has to deal with that. And so does the preacher. So does the believer. And in love I speak to you. So I tell you these things for your sake. But I also want to address believers. It's no good tinkering with this. There's no good offering unbelievers religion or churchianity or respectability or morality or whatever it is, or philosophy. Only Christ, only God's Spirit can give the sinner a new heart, and it's a new heart he must have. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Behold, all things are passed away, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Well, that's what I'm going to do. May God bless this short series. As I say, it won't be liked, but it's necessary. Oh, may God give us all grace to hear his word and see the issue, see the problem, and see where the solution lies, and find, by God's grace, that solution. May God regenerate sinners and bring them to Christ through this short series. Amen.